Rudy Sukata is the president of Aleut Enterprises, which owns the plant building on Adak. They were Icicle Seafood's landlord up until April, when the company pulled out of the island and shut down the plant. Sukata says he wasn't sure if they'd be able to find another tenant who was willing to go all in on processing Pacific cod.
Things are not perfect right now in that arena, with everything from the stellar sea lion issues to the bad market.
The cod quota is high right now, driving prices down. Sukata says he was concerned that might repel potential bidders, but it didn't. Trident Seafoods made an offer, along with a few other businesses.
To have multiple interests in the facility fairly early on, that was a tremendous relief, knowing that our facilities were up to the standards that could attract that interest during a down year.
In the end, they decided to go into business with Adak Cod Cooperative. The cooperative is really John Lawrence and Joe Kelso, a business team with a background in Bristol-based salmon fisheries. They're paying the city of Adak $2.03 million for the processing equipment down at the plant, and they've signed a 20-year lease with Aleut Enterprises. Sukata says that in the end, Adak Cod Cooperative was the best fit for the community.
When we evaluate what's in the best interest, obviously there's things like lease payments, terms, but there are also many other indirect benefits. And when you put those in total, we believe that this contract represents the best possible chance of delivering the benefits to our shareholders, and the city of Adak has the same mindset.
Adak City Manager Leighton Lockett says the plant should be up and running again in time for the cod A season, which kicks off this January. Lockett says he's looking forward to getting the fish tax revenue. But more than anything, he's excited to get a major liability off the books. To keep the processing equipment from leaving the island when the plant shut down, Adak bought it for $1.8 million at a bank auction this June. Lockett used city reserve funds and some extra cash from a community development group to cover the cost. He says the city will mostly break even now that they've sold the equipment to Adak Cod Cooperative. They'll take ownership of everything except for a cement mixer, something Lockett says the city will keep for some long-awaited road repairs. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.